There's no way of knowing how much time passes, but when Charlie opens his eyes, the cloth is out of his mouth and the straps have been removed. Dr. Guarino pretends he doesn't smell the odor.
Nah, that didn't hurt you a bit, did it?
No.
Well then, what are you trembling like that for?
All I did was use that machine to make you smarter. How does it feel to be smarter now than you were before? Forgetting his terror, Charlie stares wide-eyed at the machine.
Did I get smart?
Of course you did. Stand back over there. How does it feel?
Feels wet. I made...
Yes, well, you won't do that next time, will you? You won't be scared anymore now that you know it doesn't hurt?
Now I want you to tell your mom how smart you feel, and she'll bring you here twice a week for shortwave encephalo reconditioning. And you'll get smarter and smarter and smarter. Charlie smiles.
I can walk backwards.
You can?
Let's see,
says Guarino, closing his folder in mock excitement.
Let me see.
Slowly, and with great effort, Charlie takes several steps backward, stumbling against the examination table as he goes. Guarino smiles and nods.
Now that's what I call something. Oh, you wait. You're gonna be the smartest boy on your block before we're through with you.
Charlie flushes with pleasure at this praise and attention. It's not often that people smile at him and tell him he has done something well. Even the terror of the machine and of being strapped down to the table begins to fade.
On the whole block?
The thought fills him as if he cannot take enough air into his lungs no matter how he tries.
Even smarter than Jaime?
Guarino smiles again and nods.
Smarter than Jaime.
Charlie looks at the machine with new wonder and respect. The machine will make him smarter than Jaime, who lives two doors away and knows how to read and write and is in the Boy Scouts.
Is that your machine?
Not yet. It belongs to the bank. But soon it'll be mine, and then I'll be able to make lots of boys like you smart.
He pats Charlie's head and says,
You're a lot nicer than some of the normal kids whose mothers bring them here hoping I can make geniuses out of them by raising their IQs.
Do they be gene-asses if you raise their eyes?
He puts his hand to his face to see if the machine has done anything to raise his eyes.
You gonna make me a gene-ass?
Guarino's laugh is friendly as he squeezes Charlie's shoulder.
No, Charlie, nothing for you to worry about. Only nasty little donkeys become gene-asses. You stay just the way you are. A nice kid.
And then, thinking better of it, he adds, Of course, a little smarter than you are now.